Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us. I am Doug Llewellyn, and I'm excited because we have a rather famous medium, a psychic medium, as our guest today. You know, I love talking to people who are psychic and who have these great abilities that they do. And I must tell you, our phone board is lit up with people that want to talk to Lisa. Obviously, there are a lot of people who know about her, who are aware she was going to be on with us today. And let me just say to those of you who are listening and are holding on, hold on. We'll see if we can get to a couple of phone calls. No, we can't get to everybody. The list is too long. But we'll try it. In any event, basically, what I want to do now is give Lisa a chance to tell us a little bit about her story, because most people who hear about psychics, and they wonder, well, you know, where did they get these abilities, and what do they do? How do they do what they do? They have lots of questions. I'm like that, too. I have lots of questions. I always like to learn, and there are people who don't believe in psychics. They think it's a lot of bunk, but, you know, I've been in this business a long time, and I've interviewed tons and tons and tons of people, well, thousands of people over the course of my career. And I've interviewed a number of psychics, some on television, some very famous. And people ask me, have you ever had a reading? I've never really asked for a reading until, this must be 30 years ago, I interviewed a psychic on television in Los Angeles. I was so impressed with that psychic's abilities, I went to see her later and had a private reading. And she blew me away. Totally blew me away with what she told me. And this was before I was doing the People's Court. And she told me within about 6 months from now, she said, you're going to be doing a national television show. I was working for CBS in L.A. at the time. In any event, what she said was true, and it happened. So don't poo-poo this stuff, folks. There is something to it. So without any further ado, I want to bring our guest on. By the way, let me introduce her. How about that? Her name is Lisa Llano. She is based in Springfield, Massachusetts, and she's quite famous and quite celebrated for her abilities to number one, connect with people on the other side, that is, those who have died. She can put you together with a mother who, you know, name it, a mother, a father, a friend, even a pet. I find that pretty amazing, but that's just part of what she does. She holds workshops. She teaches people how to develop their psychic abilities. There is just so much into what she is doing. And it happened later in life for Lisa, and that's one of the things that is really quite amazing. So let's bring her on without further ado. I'm going to get the story straight from Lisa so she can tell us. Lisa Llano in Springfield, Massachusetts, where it's a cloudy day, but it's sunny inside because you're with us, Lisa. How are you? Nice to have you with us today.
Kind. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, and thank you again. But, yeah, it is cloudy, and you're right. You always keep learning. It keeps you young.
Told me that on the phone a moment ago. I'm not psychic,
uh-huh.
Okay? I didn't
I'm
know
the youngest,
it was cloudy until you told
me. Always learning.
You know something? Obviously, you are quite well known because there are a lot of folks on the line wanting to talk to you. You know that? Did you have you been broadcasting that we were going to be doing this interview today, or are they psychic and knew you were coming?
Yeah, they might be psychics. I sent out maybe 25 messages to people. That's about it.
Really?
Something.
Oh,
yeah.
They're all here.
Yeah, well,
yeah, they all want to talk to you.
For
those who are listening, let me just explain something. It takes Lisa a while to do a reading. And obviously, if you're calling because you want her to connect with a long-lost friend or a relative, that takes a good bit of time to do. And we may not have time to do that here on the show today, folks, just so you know. If you do want to talk to her and I put you on, ask her a quick question or something like that. She cannot do something really lengthy. Because, you know, we have a short time here. Lisa, for those who never heard about you or don't know much about someone with your kinds of abilities. Let's talk about your story. Tell me a little bit, because you got into this business later in life. What'd you do before you became known as a psychic?
You want to say that? I was. I was your typical, but unhappy. I worked in offices. I was born in 54, so, you know, the opportunities back then from a first-generation Italian family. You know, it was all about work hard, and when you grow up, you become a mommy, and God bless them. My parents were born for turn of the century. That's what they taught me. And I did become a mommy and all that stuff and loved it every second, but it was never enough. I wanted my own career. I didn't know what the heck I wanted. So ADD. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I lived near Salem growing up. So, of course, you got the occult. And, it was interesting, but wasn't me. And I started playing with tarot cards. But there's a big difference in reading tarot cards and being a tarot reader. Like, what does this card mean for Doug? And I get the same card. It means something for me. A reader will go by their intuition. And it's really easy to teach someone that, because we all have intuition.
Let me help you. You started playing with Tycho cards when you were 19, or just
19.
About 19 or 20. Really, you were just out of your teens. But you didn't become a professional psychic until you were in your 50s.
54.
So what happened in between that time?
Long story short, I had just discovered Lisa Williams, a British psychic that I love, a British medium. Sylvia Brown being my absolute favorite, but she does more with the psychic stuff. Although she could do anything. And just my daughter's friend passed away, unfortunately, very tragically. I met her once for 15 minutes. That was it. My kid, who was about 28, 29 at the time, asked me to do a reading. And I said, literally said, she's dead. She needs a reading. Just do it. All right. The universe steps in ways that you don't even know. So I could see things in the back of my mind. Again, I saw this girl 15 minutes. Beautiful, blonde, Texas, just what you think the cheerleaders look like. That's what she looks like. Beautiful. By normal standards, to me, everybody's beautiful. But you know what I mean. What the magazine said.
Right.
I saw her standing in front of a mirror with two blouses. One was very, like, low-cut, sexy pink blouse. The other one was a crew neck. And I thought, all right, wrote it down. Then I felt like she got in my face, in the back of my head. And she said, don't let them pull my hair back, please, please, please. And I jumped. So I said to her, all right, well, if this is you, your name is Amber, or is Amber. I said, Amber, if this is you, honey, you're going to have to tell me something I don't know. I'm writing all this stuff down. My daughter says, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, 2 hours later, I get a call. Did not know, my daughter's in Dallas, I did not know that she was on her way to the funeral home to do the makeup and hair for her best friend, which amazes me. In walks the girl's mother with two blouses, short sleeve, long sleeve, low cut, high cut, wanting to put her in the low cut, but she had an autopsy scar. Because, unfortunately, and it's pretty public knowledge that she passed by her own hand. So they have to do an autopsy. And, unfortunately, troubled. She's at peace on the other side now, thank goodness. But anyway.
All right. Do me a favor. Let's cut to the chase here, because I know people listening want you to answer some questions for me. Can we do this?
And then she wanted to – her hair. They wanted to pull it back, and the mother said, I've got an idea, and they did extensions. Basically, I connected with her for the first time, and I didn't realize I did it. It kept happening. That was the story.
All right, here's the key thing. When you work with people now, you have a great website, by the way. Lisa's website, let me give this to you folks. It's Lisa, you can spell that, L-I-S-A, M, Lano, L-A-N-N-O.com. Lisa, M, Lano.com.
Yep.
When
it's
people
outdated.
Come to you, it's going to be updated.
Special. It is outdated.
Okay.
But you can call me on it anyway.
Okay, they can get in touch with you there, right? You can learn how to get in touch with her. What do most people come to you for? What do they come for a reading on what is going to happen to them or what their future is, or do they come to you to get you help them contact a long lost relative who's on the other side?
I would say, because of most of the public shows I've done, most of it is messages. Most of it is connecting with a pet, a family member, answering questions that they didn't know about, how they passed, what really happened. And I never tell anybody anything. The rest, I will say something, but then it's up to you if you want to believe it. And as far as life path, like tarot, that the choice is still yours. If you did not want to take that national television show, you didn't have to, you know, when you got your reading. That still
right.
choice was yours. So a lot of it is that. I say 60 to 70% would be mediumship. When they find out I do other things, then they want to find out who they were in a past life because they've had an ailment all their life, don't understand why. Is it past life related? Why am I afraid of water and I never was? Maybe it's past life. Let's check it out. How do I meet my spirit guide? And what do they do? And the other thing, and this I do not charge a penny for, is I've got a TikTok series that I keep working on. It's on YouTube as well, about spotting fakes. Oh, I can't stand fakes. Don't lie to people. So I will expose, even the ghost hunting fakes, I'll expose them too. Like, oh, look at the meter going off. Yeah, because your cell phone was next to the damn meter. That's why. So I'll expose,
right.
not by name. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But
let me ask a couple of questions. Number one, I know you contact, you know, parents, friends, whoever on the
sure.
other side. We understand that, and I'm going to get into that. But how do you contact pets, someone's cat, dog, or whatever? How can you communicate with them and make it sensible to the person you're,
right.
you know, who was their, you know, their parent, so to speak?
And
how do you do
that?
That's
a great question. Well, I don't hear, where are you, right? I don't hear a dog talking like that.
Right.
Like in the Jetsons. Oh, I just dated myself. Anyway, I hear the same way I would hear if I were talking to your Welsh relatives. That, yeah, try understanding Welsh. It's worse than German, as you know. I just returned from there, by the way. It's beautiful. So, which is how I know your name was Welsh. So
okay.
I wouldn't understand your family if they spoke to me in Welsh. So I would say, can you speak in English? A pet will communicate their feelings in the language that I understand. And I might hear, this happened, I want to thank Mommy for saving me when I had broken my leg and they were going to put me to sleep. I wasn't ready to go on the Rainbow Bridge. And it's validation. It's not just messages. You have to give validations. I have to tell you, you say to me, was my gram at my wedding? I have to tell you details about that wedding that I would not know. Even if I looked at a photo, I wouldn't know. The flower you put for her, the frame you put, whatever it was, your wife's wedding dress that wasn't in the, you know, because that would be fake. So it's messages, picking up the energy of that person and animal, and then telling you what they feel. Once you get the validations, yep, that's my dog Spotty, yep, that's him, then I can give you the messages. Now you're going to believe me, just like Amber's mom. Once I gave her those validations, no one else would have known. Now I was able to give her messages. So she's going to believe and trust me when I say the daughter's okay. Same thing with, unfortunately, it was this last year exactly, a murdered child. No, I'm sorry, a missing child. It was an accident. And telling the mom exactly where he was, what day he was going to be found, the circumstances and everything. It helped her, I gave her messages, you know?
You helped put them at peace to know that their pet is okay. And this would include
right.
horses, dogs, cats?
Oh, anything. Yeah, your bunny
anything.
Rabbit. Anything.
A bunny
They're
rabbit.
All creatures.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's talk about, you know, there's so many people who want to talk to you. It's
great.
Really amazing. Let's talk to someone. Would you like to talk to someone briefly?
Yes, I'm very humbled. Thank you.
You should feel honored there are so many people.
I am. I'm honored and humbled because this is a humbling job. You can't be full of yourself.
I know. I know. Normally, I'd ask a couple of zillion other questions, but let's just try one. All right, this
sure.
is Lisa who's on the line with you. She's in Connecticut. Lisa, are you there?
Hi, thank you so much.
You're on the line now with Lisa. You talk to Lisa. Two Lisas here.
Hi.
What's your question?
I was wondering if she could ask my spirit guides what my life path should be or where I should be doing.
Okay, so I could, honey. Unfortunately, that is a reading, and I don't have time to do that. But you're only in Connecticut, so I'm in the Springfield-Enfield area for the next week or so before I go back to Germany, or to Germany. But you can reach me anytime, anyplace. It's a very long question. I wish I could just answer, but I'm going to need time to do that. One thing you can do until you want to decide you want to talk to me, and you can just text me if you want. Phone number should be up there. Is ask, find out your passions, like what it is you like, as far as we'll go with work, what it is that you like, what your passions are. Tell your guides and the universe, God, whoever you believe in, let them know detail, and then tell them to bring it to you, and let it go. I mean, I'm not saying don't try, don't keep doing things, but have them put you in the right direction. I mean, I think that's the best advice I can give you real quick over the phone. And
okay,
yes, I can help you. I can't tell you what to do because you want to make your own decisions.
Yes.
But, yeah.
Look at the direction.
I'm sorry?
Well, listen.
Thank you.
No problem.
You're very welcome.
Contact
Thanks, Lisa,
outside.
For your calling.
Yeah.
So you understand, folks, to get into a deep reading like that does take time. We don't have time to do that here on the radio.
Hours.
I mean, take a half hour to do that.
I would if I could, but I can't.
And I know you would. Just for kicks, let's try another call real quick. This is Leslie. Leslie, by the way, Leslie is in Kansas. Hey, Leslie, how are you? You there?
Yes, I am, Doug. Nice to speak to the TV legend.
Well, the legend you're talking to here is Lisa. Talk to Lisa. You're on the line with Lisa. Talk to her.
It's you.
But thank you. That's very kind of you.
Leslie.
Appreciate it.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing great.
Good.
Yeah,
what can I do for you?
Yeah. I'm just waiting on word on a position I interviewed for at my alma mater back home in Akron, Ohio. And I believe I'm going to get offered this position. Do you see that happening here in the next few days?
Okay. Now, here again, this is a reading, but if something fast comes in, then I'm going to say it. And I just saw it, like, in the Las Vegas lights, I saw yes. And anybody who knows me, Leslie, knows I do not blow smoke at people. I won't tell you what you want to hear. I'll tell you what you need to know. I heard yes, and I feel like you're very confident about this. Is this going to be some sort of move? Are you going to have to relocate or part-time relocate?
Yeah, requires me relocating.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because I was going to say, if you're not willing to relocate, then forget it. And I don't know where you're relocating. I know you said you were going to Ohio, but that doesn't mean anything. But I do see some colder weather than you're getting now, so be prepared for winter. I see you with a snow shirt, a snow jacket going, oh, this sucks. But it'll be worth it because it's going to be fulfilling. It's not about the money, is it, Leslie? It's about the fulfillment you're not getting. Am I right?
No, it's not about money. It's about fulfillment.
Right. Okay, so that's what I mean. I wanted to try to give you something on a psychic level that I wouldn't have known. And I thought, it's not about the money. He doesn't care. It's not. I'll take a position I like for less money than one that I don't like just to make more money. And this is what you've been needing is the fulfillment. And you know you're going to get it, but I feel like you're afraid to believe it. It's okay. Believe it. You'll be fine. And you better contact me and say you were right because I want to know.
How about that? That's
very
serious. Good.
I'm
all
so
right, Leslie, that should
you.
Make you feel better. Sounds good. Promising, right?
Right.
Okay.
I hope
I
hear something by early next week.
And if you don't, give it a few more days. I hear that, I don't know if there's, I don't keep up on holidays, but if there's a day off in the middle of the week or something, it might be postponed for a day or two. Don't lose hope. Just wait. You'll get it. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right.
Chill out, relax.
Thank you very much, Leslie.
Already. All right, Leslie. Have a good day.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Doug. I'll keep watching Classic People's Court.
Okay. Watch the real thing, too. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much. All right. Good night. You know, I want to continue now with Lisa, just Lisa herself. What's it like doing this for you? What do you get out of it? Tell me.
Well, it certainly isn't a lot of money. you know, we all need to eat. So, yes, that would definitely be helpful. But, you know, I don't think a whole lot of myself, just like when people call you, oh, my God, I'm not a famous celebrity. You just think of yourself as Doug. I'm just Doug. If people know me, they know me, but I'm just Doug. And I can tell you that just by talking to you, that you are the real deal. Anybody who would think you're not is going to have to go through me first, because they're like, oh, no. You have a kind heart, and I can feel it. So I'm the same way. I have a heart. It helps me, because to be able to give somebody peace is something that I can't put into words, and I can't put a dollar amount on. It's just something
that's okay.
That if I can do it, and I'm blessed with this ability, then do it. Just do it. And I give back a lot.
Let's talk about the mechanics of what you do. How do you, number one, like, for example, you just talked to Leslie, you got some a feeling, you got some intuition as to whether she's going to get that new job.
Yeah.
How does that happen? What happens? You hear somebody's voice and this something just pops into your head? Is that it?
Sometimes. Excuse me. Sometimes I will hear my own guide's voice. If I'm connecting with your grandma, I might hear another voice. It's in the back of my mind. Otherwise, I go completely more insane than I am already. Yeah. So it's a gut feeling. You learn to trust it. Personally, for me, I am seriously, no joke, too ADHD to like light candles and say prayers. And I just go, all right, flip the switch, put it on. That does not disrespect anybody who does use crystals and pendulums and this and that, because everybody works differently. I just don't want to bother. And I just say, all right, just, what do I need to know? Just tell me. So it was basically he talked, and I just saw literally like lights, flashing Vegas lights that say yes or no. And it went yes, 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 like blinking. I found a dead person that way before too, where they were going to be. By the town lighting up. It was strange. It really was. But I never know. I just let it happen. And it's the same thing with your intuition.
How do you go about connecting, you know, to someone's mother or friend or father connection, whoever it is they want to contact? How do you go about doing that? What do you do to make that happen? Physically,
well,
yourself.
I ask on a private reading, not in a group full of, you know, 100 or 200 people.
Right. Of course.
Privately,
right.
I'll say, who do you want to talk to? Whoever comes in. And they'll give me something. I really want to talk to my mom. I'd love to talk to my grandpa. Okay. I will start feeling things. It could be physical. It could be, oh, boy, I'm having trouble breathing. In the chest, is this your? And you might say, no, it's not my grandma, but my grandpa's like that. But he's alive. Okay. So they're giving messages about him. Whatever way they want to validate, they will validate. It could be physical. I've gotten dizzy at some point and, you know, just said, all right, enough. You know, turn it down because I need to be here. Sometimes I'll hear some. I've smelled fish. I can't tell you how many times. Oh, gosh. Deep sea fishermen? Yeah, well, how do you know? Because I smell fish. You know, dead fish. Oh, gosh, go away. Cigarette smoke. Sometimes they're funny, and you'll hear, pfft. I'm like, oh, really? And the wife will go, oh, my God, he would do that all the time, and he'd think it was funny. You know, so whatever it is, or I might see dogs coming up to him. So I'll see something. Once I get their validation, I just keep going. And I'm not always right. Nobody is always right.
When people try and contact a relative, they want to ask them questions.
Yes.
And you ask the question, right? And do you hear
yes.
the answer back? Can you actually communicate and give an answer back? Is that
I
what happens?
I hear it back, yes. Sometimes it's like having a blow dryer on, where it goes on and off and on and off, and you get part of the cell phone, and then it goes out of reach. I might have to ask again. I might not get a complete clear answer on what was their favorite color. I might get two or three. So it depends, because they are in another dimension. The ones that have crossed over, not ghosts. That's a different story.
Right, right.
But, you know, mom, dad, your relatives, once they've crossed over, yes, they're in another dimension. But if I can't get one thing, like if they say, well, what was the nickname of my blah, blah. If I'm being tested, then I shut down. I'll say, all right, if you're just testing me, please don't. I paid my dues.
Okay.
I've done this a long time. And I will answer your questions, but don't do it to be mean. And if I don't get something, I'll get something else.
Is it true that these relatives are basically around you most of the time? No?
From what I've,
I don't know.
What I believe, yes.
Yeah.
However, it would be the same thing if you and your wife were spending the day at, I don't know your family, but let's say you have a son and a daughter-in-law. You're spending the weekend there. Your son and your daughter-in-law are not going to sit at the edge of the bed and watch what you wear to bed, how often you go to the bathroom. They have the privacy, respect for our privacy, as they would if we were in their home or they were in ours. So, no, dad's not sitting watching, you know, his kid in the shower. That's not like that. It's just they're here when you need them, and if you feel like you need them, call them and let your intuition take over. And you might feel warm. You might smell apple pie. And no, you're not imagining. That probably really was mom saying, I'm here, honey. I love you. I'm here. So there's so many tips.
Let me ask you this. How do you think your ability to communicate with someone who has passed to the other side helps the person who is trying to contact them? How does it impact them after they've gone through this experience with you?
I can go by what they've told me.
They tell you.
I've been so depressed. I've been sad. I've just missed my dad. We had the best relationship. Or I'm so happy to know they didn't suffer. Because the body does weird things when you're dying. But your soul may not even be there. Your soul could be gone. Car accidents, things like that. To be able to tell them what happened, even if it's graphic. But to say, I'm telling you this because I'm telling you that he didn't suffer. It was quick. He was out of his body. It was quick. Those kinds of things. If it gives them comfort, sometimes it will answer a question, like, where is that piece of paper hidden?
And right.
I've had people say, we found it. It was the insurance paper. We found it. It was in the wall. I told you to get a sledgehammer. You know, and I'm not, again, not always, no one's 100%. And if I can't answer it, I will say, I can't. Or I certainly would never say, call back 5 more readings and pay for them. If I can't answer it, I can't answer it.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty fascinating what you do. It must give you a lot of satisfaction to help people answer questions that they've long, you know, wanted answered. Would that be right? I mean, you get satisfaction as well.
It does. It does. But a lot of times I still say, how the hell did I do that? You know, like, you know, finding somebody missing on the date you told them. I'm like, how did I do that? And I just have to say, well, because it's a gift given. Like, how does somebody just hit a piano and come out with a symphony? Well, I don't know. I can't do it.
Lisa,
those are my gifts.
Lisa, listen, you're a blessing for a lot of people. I want to point. We're running out of time. That's why I'm doing this, Lisa. Your website, and I know you're redoing the website, but anyway, this is it. It's Lisa, LISAM Lano, LANNO .com. You'll learn all about how to get in touch with her, right? And
you can find me as Paranormal Queen 1. It's like Paranormal Queen with a number 1, all one word. And that is on TikTok. It's on Instagram. Okay. And I will be starting a Twitch station soon. So.
All right. Lisa,
yeah, so they can find me.
Thank
Paranormal
you, my
Queen
dear.
1
it's been great having you as a guest. We appreciate it, okay?
Thank
have
you.
A great
this
day.
It's been a pleasure. You too.
You're welcome.
You
too. Thank
you. Beautiful
you have
day.
Been
Bye-bye.
Listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
All right, everybody, I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time. Bye for now.